Thank you. Boy, I like that song, and I love you and appreciate those young people. Hebrews chapter number 6, but before we go there, let's go to chapter 13. Hold your place in Hebrews 6 and look at chapter 13. We just have about 14 minutes or so listen fast. Just a couple thoughts as we hope to tie a little bit of a bow on this present of a chapel that God's given us today, and everything that we've received today is because of God, and it starts with Him, ends with Him. We certainly want to be a blessing. Look at verse number 15 of chapter 13 of Hebrews. Would you read it out loud with me, everyone? By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And to do good and to communicate or give, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is what? Well pleased. And of course, what a great two verses that kind of speak about this chapel today. He said, I want you to offer the sacrifice of praise continually, the fruit of your lips, expressing gratitude. That's what we're doing today. But then to do good, that means take of the goods that God's given you and bless other people. This is sacrifices to God that He is well pleased. God always condemns covetousness and greed. He always blesses generosity and communicating or giving to those who have need. And there is a blessing. You get a life by, you know, you make a living by what you get, but you make a real life by how you learn to give. And God's, everything we have comes from the Lord. And I want to just say on this chapel, we want to do two things. Number one, we want to express our praise to God for the instruments He has used to be a blessing to us. Number two, we need to be provoked to also participate, to do good and communicate. This is what really pleases the Lord, and He's well pleased. Now chapter 6 of Hebrews. And I want you just to notice a couple thoughts here, and then I want to make a couple comments about these passages of Scripture. Begin in chapter 6, verse number 10. The Bible says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work, labor of love, which you have showed toward His name. If you have a pencil or a pen, I'd like for you to underline name there. I want you to also, in just a moment, underline a couple other things. In that which you have ministered to the saints, people who are God's people, and you continue to minister, you do minister. You've done it, and you keep doing it. Verse number 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence in the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who follow faith, patience, and inheritance. And I'm sorry, and to inherit the promises. Father, would you help me just for a few moments as we try to articulate publicly what you showed me privately? I've been so blessed to contemplate in my mind's eye what these moments might be in our chapel. I want to thank you for preserving this place, blessing this place. Not the location, the property is low on the totem pole. But Lord, your biblical philosophy and your people and the program of getting the gospel out, that's what's really important. And I thank you for the chance just to say a few moments that we thank God for you. Thank God for your tools and your instruments who have helped us. And I pray that God, you would bless each student today. Help us to learn from the example of these dear ones who stood on the platform and Brother Joe Whitty, who is not here today. Would you please be glorified and help us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the middle of Hebrews, and if you know, Hebrews is 13 chapters, is chapter 6. And really, the provocation is to grow up, not just to stay stagnant, not just be a midget Christian, not just to be someone who just takes it in, but doesn't give it out. He said, I want you in chapter 6 to go on to greater heights for the Lord. One of the challenges that every Christian has, I do and you do, is that we just begin apathetic. We just go along to get along. We just go and just casually. And of course, our speaker this morning giving his testimony said, you not just want to diddle-daddle with your relationship with God. You want to get all in. You want to get out in the deep end where you can't feel the bottom of the pool in your love and your service for the Lord. And that is what whoever it was that God chose to write the book of Hebrews, which is the only anonymous book of our New Testament, that God didn't want us to know who it was. He said, look, you got to keep going. You got these wonderful promises, well, take them and move on with them. And then he says, here's why. Because God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love for his name's sake. And how that you minister to the saints and you continue to minister your whole life. And then he goes on to say that diligence, give diligence and persevere, have patience, and don't be slothful. You know, when I thought about this chapel and I thought about honoring our dear friends, I want us to all learn something about everybody that was standing here. And people who have blessed your life. All of us are blessed to be in this room on this campus because of hardworking, devoted Christians somewhere in the world. Your pastor, your youth pastor, your mom and your dad. Man, I would stay here all day long and talk about none of us are self-made men or women. No one pulls ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We're all a product or we're a lunch that someone else packed. Someone else packed our lunch. Someone else gave to us. But here's the qualities I think you'll find in people that have helped you and helped us today and in our life. And he says, look, don't forget. Don't be forgetful. God is not faithful to forget anything you do for him. But here are the qualities, and I want to just use the acrostic of honor, H-O-N-O-R, honor. And I want us to talk about that. First of all, people that have blessed our lives today and throughout our lives, number one, have been hardworking people. God blesses diligence. I don't know anybody, maybe a few folks who maybe inherited a lot of money, but usually wealth gotten by vanity shall quickly be diminished. But hardworking people are a blessing to everyone around them. And everything you have on that's very common here, and right down to Miss Kathy, to Miss Sarah, these people put their time in. They work very hard. And you know one of the things that bless a society is when you have hardworking people. When you go to your job this afternoon, be one of the hardest working, diligent people at that place. It not only blesses you, it'll bless those that come after you. But every one of us have been blessed by hardworking people. I can't hardly think about hard diligence without thinking about my lovely wife, Linda. She is a very diligent person. She does a lot of hard work continually to make good for everybody around her. Our ministry, one of the things I love about First Baptist Church, we've got all kinds of problems, and you've heard me say this, the biggest room on this campus is not this auditorium, it's a room for improvement. We've got a lot of improvement needs to be done, especially in my office. But one of the blessings of this church family is there's been a lot of hardworking people. And you'll be blessed and you'll bless others. And people who are hardworking get honor. And they need honor. The Bible says, withhold not good to whom it is due when it's in the power of the hand to do it. And it primarily talks about paying someone that you owe. Don't hold back. If you owe someone, pay it. Take care of it right then. Don't wait till them, I'll come back tomorrow. I'll pay you later. But there's also a truth there that honor to whom honor is due. You know who deserves honor? Hardworking people. Number two, people who obey Jesus. You and I are always blessed by anyone who obeys Christ, who does what God wants them to do. I don't know about these folks, but I know about me. Usually when I'm provoked to give, I don't really want to. My first impulse is, I might need that. I could do this and that. I might want to get this later on. When I'm provoked to give, usually I'm not always just like, oh yeah, let's do it. There's a little bit of an argument that goes inside of me. Do you guys have any idea what that's like? Brother Al never has that problem. He's like, yeah, give it. No, he has the same problem. I got the same problem. Brother Mike and Miss Kathy have the same problem. Lord, what do we do here? But here's one thing. There's an irrevocable law of God that he blesses every act of obedience. When you obey Christ, you will be honored. When you disobey Christ, it gets embarrassing real fast. Not only now, but when we stand before him one day. People who are honored, number one, they're hardworking. Number two, they are sensitive to obey every spiritual impulse that God gives them. I'll tell you this quick story today, but I don't know if you remember a few months ago, we were walking and praying around our communities. We were taking 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock and going and praying. I was praying with two of my sons. We were walking and praying throughout the community. And a man came with a cell phone, and I saw him. I had a track. I said, sir, let me just stop and give you this. And he says, what are you doing in this neighborhood walking around? I said, well, my son and I are just kind of walking and praying for our community. He said, what? And I said, he said, what's your name? I told him my name. He told me his name. I recorded his name in my notes. And I prayed with him that day. And what I did not know, that was several weeks. I invited him to come. He didn't come to our church. But Sunday morning, I saw him standing talking to Mark Bushy, Brother Mark Bushy, at the altar. And I said, that's Kevin Anderson. What's he doing? Now, this once again has been 3 months ago. And he said, Pastor Wilkerson, my dad was diagnosed with four-stage cancer. He texted me last week and said he accepted Jesus and he's going to get baptized in a church here locally in Gary. He asked me if I would go, and I went. I watched my dad profess his faith in Christ and get baptized. And I felt really emotional about it, and I knelt down, and the pastor said, hey, buddy, you want to get baptized? And I looked up at him and said, no, but if I do get baptized, John Wilkerson's going to do it. He said, I've been thinking about you all week long. So I Googled you and found out your church is right down the street from my house. And you're the same guy. I thought you were one of those sub-pastors, not the real pastor. Isn't that terrible? He said, most time in churches, you don't get to the main pastor. You have to go to the sub-pastors first. He said, you're the real pastor. I said, yeah. I sat with him Sunday afternoon beside him. We ate lunch together, and I sat with him, went through the gospel presentation to share the gospel with Kevin. And you know, when you think about those situations, I didn't really want to go on my prayer walk. But I was in charge of a church, so I did it. No. I don't always want to do that. But you know, the truth of the matter is, whenever you obey the Lord, when you approach someone with a gospel tract, you never know what God's going to do. You never know that you'll be sitting with them in your living room giving them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think Kevin's going to get baptized in the next couple weeks. Didn't know that was going to happen. But you know, anytime you do a little bit to obey God, God will honor that. He'll honor hard work. He'll honor obedience. Number three, he honors anyone who honors his name. God's name is very important. It's amazing. Of all the names that people get mad and curse, they could curse Muhammad. Have you ever heard that? They could curse Buddha. Have you ever done that? But when we get mad or we want to say something, and we're saying the God of the Bible. When they get mad, they don't say some other name. They don't say the son of Adolf Hitler. They say Jesus Christ, the one God who is the Son of the God of the Bible. His name is very important. There's no other name given among men whereby we get saved by his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. There's 10 rules that God gave us. One of them has to do with keep his name holy and don't take his name in vain. And everywhere we go, we represent that name. And you need to keep in your mind, life is not about you, it's not about me, it's about him. And it's so that his name might be published throughout all the earth. And whenever someone is hardworking, they obey God, they think about the name of Christ. One of the reasons I mow my lawn and try to keep my car clean is not because I care. I used to have 3 goats that mowed my lawn, Ruth, Esther, and Naomi. They were spiritual goats, but they would do my lawn. They did all my lawn. I really didn't care about that. You know why I care about it? Because I am a Christian. And my neighbors know that. And I want to be a good blessing to them. I want them, when they think about Christ, I want them to think about a good testimony. When I shovel my sidewalk, I want to shovel part of their sidewalk. Because maybe one day when they think about God, I want them to think about him in a good name. You work hard. Why? So that the enemies of God have no reason to blaspheme his name. Honor comes when we work hard. We're hard workers. When we obey Christ. When we honor God's name. And that's what he says. This is why we would do things. It's for the name of God's sake. And then, O is we others oriented. Brother Hiles would say this poem, Lord, let me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be. Help me to live for others that I can live more like Thee. And help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true and know that all I do for You must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep and all in vain. May efforts be to rise again unless to live for others. You know, everyone who lives an others-oriented life will be honored in this life and in the life to come. Because God is not unfaithful to remember your work and labor of love for His name's sake. So how do these men, why do we honor them and these precious ladies? Well, because they're hardworking people. They've sought to obey the Lord. They've honored the name of Christ. They're others-oriented. What they did was not for them. They'll drive on this property one or two times in 5 years. We'll drive on it every day. They're blessing us, others-oriented. And then lastly, I think of this as there is great reward. One of the reasons anyone who honors the Lord is going to be honored by Him. And there are many rewards, most of which are in the life to come. And sometimes in this life as well. Let's pray together. Father, I pray You would help us this morning in this chapel service. As we sought to honor people who have helped us, we want to honor You. And I pray You would take the testimony of each of these recipients and apply the principles that they have shown to us in our own life to work hard. Hardworking people are a blessing to everyone around them. Slothful, lazy people are a scourge to any institution. Help us, Lord, to obey every spiritual impulse. Help us to treasure Your name. Help us, I pray, God, to be others-oriented and know that there is an accounting day when we will receive rewards for the things done while in our body. Help us to give, to love, and to be good representations of Your holy name. We pray this in Jesus' name.